If you were a kid in the 1980s, you probably turned on a television at one point and heard this song.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm.
The good old boys were, of course, Bo and Luke Duke. Young girls swooned and fell into camps according to which Duke cousin they preferred. The Dukes of Hazzard was on the air for about 6 years, but it's lived on in reruns and has become kind of a cult classic. This weekend in central Georgia, thousands of people are expected to turn out for a Dukes of Hazzard reunion. The stars of the show will be on hand to sign autographs and maybe slide through a car door window or two. James Best will also be at the reunion. Who's James Best, you ask?
Who? Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane, that's who.
James Best played Roscoe P. Coltrane, the endearingly daft sheriff who was always trying to catch the Duke boys in the act of making trouble. James Best joins us on the line from Lake City, Florida. Mr. Best, thanks so much for talking with us.
I appreciate talking to you.
I think I had a Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox at one point. I mean, there were action figures. Your face was everywhere. Did you have any idea when you started out that the show was going to be such a big hit?
Well, you know, Rachel, I really didn't have any idea. When they called me and they said, you want to come over and see about a series called Dukes of Hazzard? And I said, well, I don't want to do a gang thing. And they said, oh, no, this is a good old boy thing, and we're going to shoot the whole series in Georgia. Well, we shot five down in Georgia, then they moved it back to L.A. And anyway, we spent 7 years, in the next 6.5 years in L.A., and I thank God every day for having been a small part in a series that's known all over the world now. And after 30 years, we still draw thousands and thousands of fans at Duke Fest.
Do you have a favorite episode yourself, personally?
Well, it would sound conceited if I said so, but I had more fun playing the Million Dollar Sheriff, which was a two-parter, where I inherited supposedly $1 million.
What's it feel like being the richest man in Hazzard County?
Oh, it's good news!
He ain't! I'm the richest man in Hazzard County! I always have been, I always will be!
From the sound of things, boss, Roscoe could buy you out quicker than a stuck pig squeals.
I think there were so many of the shows that I really, really had a pleasure working, especially with Boss Hogg, Sorrel Book, who was a fantastic actor, and he went along with everything I would say. You know, I go, I'm kidding, and I do all that stuff.
Yeah, Roscoe always had a hard time getting his words out.
Yeah, well, you know, originally they wanted me to play Roscoe as a straight sheriff. I didn't want to do that. I said, I'm going to play Roscoe like a 12-year-old who likes hot pursuit. And when I got the giggle and the whole thing, I ad-libbed that. That's what I used to do with my daughters when they were little. I'd go, get you little rascal. And when I met with the producers and directors, that's what I did, and they fell off their chairs laughing. So that's what I incorporated in the television series.
You know, Bo and Luke were famous for sliding into their car, the General Lee, in kind of an unusual way, going in through the window. Were you good at that? Did you ever try that?
No, I've never tried to slide through the windows because I was 50 years old. At that point, I had a hard enough time falling off curbs and crashing the car and all that crazy stuff, you know.
That's just a little bit more than the normal of life.
Well, before we let you go, can you give us Roscoe P. Coltrane for the road?
Okay, this is the way it goes. This is Roscoe P. Coltrane going against the fat. Buddy, you got your ears on? I love hot pursuit. Come here, Flash. Get him. I'm gone.
James Best, one of the co-stars of the 1980s hit TV show The Dukes of Hazzard, being remembered this weekend in the great state of Georgia where the show was set. Mr. Best, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Rich. I really appreciate it.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.